Casa d'Obispo. If you keep on walking past Santinia, you can see the known Casa d'Obispo. It is known as the Casa d'Obispo because it was the residence of the Bishop Manuel Maria Vidal Bouillon, Bishop of Ciudad Rodrigo, Burgo de Osma, and Tui, where he finally died at the age of 60. The bishop lived in the smallest house that dates back to the 17th century. The biggest house of the modern style dates back to the beginning of the 20th century. You can admire an enormous nut pine, 25 meters height, in front of the house, and with an amazing log of 5 meters of perimeter. This tree is under cataloguing process, but according to the witnesses of the bishop's descendants and the current residents of the house, it is quite probable that it is the biggest and oldest nut pine of Galicia. As anecdote, we can assert that a niece of the bishop, who died 2 decades ago at the age of 98, told that she always remembered it with the same size. Undoubtedly, this piece of information tells us about the age of this amazing tree. As it has already been said, the descendants of the bishop live at present in the house. Among them, Camilo Rodriguez Vidal must be pointed out. Known as Camilo Seira, this new sculptor has just collected the legacy that José Gambino, teacher of José Ferrero, born at the Paza de Faramayo in Roís, has left. He's considered one of the most representative sculptors of the 18th century in Galicia. Camilo Seira was born in 1974, and at the beginning of the 90s, he started working as apprentice and assistant of the sculptor Fernando Blanco of Compostela. Then he graduated in applied art, in the speciality of volume techniques, at the Escola Mestre Mateo of Compostela. And then he got his bachelor degree in fine art at the Faculty of Fine Art of Pontevedra. Between 2004 and 2006, he exerted as sculptor professor in the stonemason school in Poillo. His work is mainly in bronze, stone, and wood, and reflects a lot of passion for the nature in its different stages. Camilo Seira expresses with strength, but also with sensitivity, ethnographic aspects of the Galician culture, mixed with traditional geniality and innovation, to create and express through a personal and forceful style. Among his extensive work, we point out the Anton Fraguas portrait, made in bronze and exhibited in Compostela, or the artistic intervention named Obosque that he did in an abandoned quarry at the village of Arteixo in A Coruña, where he planted stone trees, returning to the land what belongs to it. After this stop, we go back to the route, and we make deviation during some time from the course of the Roís River. The route continues towards the village of Aido, going through Peruca, where it's convenient to do another stop.